Journalism, the way it ought to be done, is being done by newspapers all over the country. But the best, of course, your Chicago Tribune, your New York Times, your Washington Post, and all being rewarded for great work. And Jason Grotto, well, you ought to get better parking for this story, Jason. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. You have a story that broke that you've been working on for over a year. Is that right?
That's correct. Well over a year.
And this is related to the property tax scam, my word, not yours, that we all live under. What are the bullet points here? Because we want people to go to ChicagoTribune.com and see the whole thing.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of points that I think are important for people to take away from this. One is just the utter lack of transparency in the system. The reason why it took so long to do these stories is that it's very difficult to get information. In fact, we are currently in a lawsuit with the assessor's office to get more information regarding commercial properties. Because of the lack of information on commercial properties, we focused most of our attention on residential assessments. And what we found is, this would be the second point, is that they're highly regressive. Basically, what that means is if you own a lower-priced home, a modest home, you're more likely to be overvalued by the assessor.
Okay.
If you own a $1 million or more home, you're more likely to be under-assessed by the assessor.
Well, that seems upside down, doesn't it?
Well, it's supposed to be flat, and it's not. And the result of that is that people who own lower-priced homes end up paying a higher tax than those who own expensive homes.
What's completely mind-blowing... The whole story is mind-blowing. It doesn't surprise me, though, because I've told the story of going to the assessor's office for 2 years, four different times before they got it right. The response, they don't check their work for fairness and accuracy.
It's like a fifth-grade math test.
It's like literally saying, well,
somebody's got to grade it.
It's like us saying, well, we're not going to be accurate. We're not going to make sure the microphones are on today. Did the response just completely floor you?
Well, I mean, when I first started, I didn't realize how big of a deal it was. It wasn't until I talked to experts in the field who were pretty much outraged by the fact that they don't not only do the studies that are required to make sure that you're being fair and accurate, but that you don't post them for people to see.
Does anyone else do it this way?
Not that I know of, or not that we've been able to find. I can't say that no one doesn't do it this way, but it's a standard in the industry to do these studies. And they don't do them.
It's just outrageous.
No, especially with no state budget in place. And the first thing to always be to go up property taxes, assessments. And how successful are property tax when you appeal your assessments? How successful are those in being lowered?
So what we found in our study, which covered tax years 2003 to 15, was that in 2015, which was the reassessment year for Chicago, 80% of the people who filed an appeal got a reduction.
85%.
80%.
Oh, 80%.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds appealing. Pardon that. That was not intended. But having said that, the best case scenario is a percentage that's nowhere close to that because you got it right the first time.
Well, I think that's the big issue here, is that the assessor's office relies heavily on appeals to ensure fair assessments. The problem is that when we looked at who appeals, the fact of the matter is that people in wealthier areas are far more likely to appeal. So what that does is it exacerbates an already regressive system, because the people who are more likely to be overvalued in the folks that are in the lower income communities are less likely to appeal. And that's for various reasons. It takes time to appeal, as you found out.
Right.
Not everyone can take time off of work. Not everyone has a computer. And I think the assessor's office has a philosophy that it's the taxpayer's responsibility to appeal their property taxes. And that's not how the system should work. It's not how it works anywhere else. And they should make a greater effort to get it right the first time.
Why is there such what is their reason for such a gross lack of uniformity? Steve and I
have they given you a reason?
We could live in the same building, you know, have the same square footage, yet my taxes will be more, his will be less. When he appeals, he gets it, I don't. Why is there such inconsistency, do they say?
Well, I think I think the assessor would say that my research is wrong, and that they would just say that they don't have a problem. Again, I think that's part of the issue here. I don't see how they could know whether or not they have a problem if they don't do the sales ratio studies. If you look at the Illinois Department of Revenue and the studies that they do, they back up what we found. It clearly shows there's a problem. And, you know, quite frankly, the Illinois Department of Revenue hasn't done much to police the assessor's office.
Well, let's be clear on something here, because we live in a time where people throw around this fake news term, this nauseating BS term, which doesn't apply to anybody who goes out and does the work you do, or the work anybody in journalism does. So I'm not going to ask you to detail how you got the story, but you spent a year on this story. Your sources must be immense.
Yeah, I mean,
and your resources.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is something that's I was able to do because of the Chicago Tribune and the support from our readers and the people who subscribe to our website, the people who get our newspaper
right.
paid for this reporting. And if they don't do that, this reporting's not going to get done. It took a very long time because it's a very complex system and it's difficult to get information.
It's eye-opening in so many ways for those who really weren't aware but suspected there was a problem.
It just should piss you off.
It completely
should. I mean,
it just should. Well, everybody pays taxes. Everybody who owns property pays property taxes. So that affects so many people. And the fact that 80% of those appeals were overturned or lowered. Do you think there'll be any changes now because of this? Do you see a complete overhaul in the assessor's office?
You know, I couldn't say. I think it starts with some oversight and someone independent to come in and take a look at it. I think the Illinois Department of Revenue certainly has a responsibility to come in and look at this, and the county board should probably take notice as well.
Yeah, you know, we need to hit the board up on this.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, without a question.
Absolutely.
Joe Berrios, who, by the way, has been invited on the show and will continue to be invited on the show, I'm going to shock you here, hasn't accepted the invitation yet, has a number of relatives that are involved as well. And if we go back to the cliche of old school daily, original Mayor Daley style politics, those are the offices that seem to continue to be the quagmire that give the least information to people doing reporting for the public. What sort of walls did you run into when you were asking the questions?
I mean, I think the biggest issue, came with something that's called hand checks. So if you read the stories, one thing that you'll learn is that the office relies heavily on a very crude way of coming to an assessment valuation, and that is they look at values and then will actually change them by hand or change them with some computer program that's sort of a standalone in some standalone computer. And we tried to get a handle on how do you do this? How many have you done? What is the criteria? The experts say that you should have a very small number of these. They say that they should be clearly documented. And what we found at the assessor is that there appear to be a lot of these, and they won't tell us how they do it.
How do they do that just based on manpower?
I think that's another good question. Right. I think they spend a lot of time on appeals. And, so you have to wonder, how much resources are going into actually valuing property.
What kind of business model goes, look, we're tired.
Right.
We'll just see what happens. And then we'll fix it later.
I mean, to be fair to the assessor's office, they have had some budget cuts. I think
right.
they've lost some staff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a lot of issues facing the county right now. Their computer system is outdated. They don't use, for example, geographic mapping software, which is very standard in modern assessment systems. That's not just the assessor's office. That's the county as a whole not allocating the resources necessary to do this right.
There needs to be more stringent guidelines for assessing and appraising properties as well, not just, a subjective assessor or an appraiser who might come over and say, I'm crushed for time.
Well, I think that's another issue with the assessor's office is they have a philosophy that this is all subjective. And while there is some wiggle room in terms of what valuations are, the bottom line is companies do this all the time. They figure out how much they should pay for property. Homeowners do it all the time. They know what the market is. And it as complicated as it is, it's not rocket science.
There are templates. There are templates around the country that are used. This is like anything else. It develops. People share information. They go, here's how we do assessments. You fill in lines on a program. You take out a handheld digital piece of equipment. You pop in numbers. You get an assessment.
And that's why transparency is so important. Cook County Inspector General had to take Mr. Berrios to court this year to get oversight over the assessor's office. What we need here is more transparency, not less.
And when my words, not yours, but when the Speaker of the House is involved with a major law firm that clears appeals of pretty much every major business property tax appeal in the state, that might be a conflict.
It absolutely shouldn't be allowed. And it is.
Well, I think also just to add another log on the fire is that, the state property tax code is very vague. It gives the assessor's office carte blanche to do pretty much whatever they want. There's a lot going on over there that's not codified in law. And so, to the extent that Speaker Madigan has some control over what the legislature does, I do think some of this falls in his lap as well.
Or all of it. But again, me, not you. Listen, it's amazing work, I really am glad the Tribune supported you in doing it. It says something about the Chicago Tribune and the commitment to journalism in a time where people just have had it up to here with political, the chicanery and scandal. So good for you, and
thanks.
Keep the fight up.
Really appreciate it.
If we want to follow you and get the full story, obviously go to chicagotribune.com, but where else?
We're active on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook. My Twitter handle is at capital J Jason and capital G Grotto.
With two T's.
Two T's, that's right. And so, yeah, Instagram, we're on all that stuff.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, thanks
nice
so much. And buy a paper, you know?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. What do you, I will say, would it kill you? Buy a paper.
Do it.
And get two copies. You're careless. You leave one behind.